Product strategies. When an organization introduces a product into a market, they must ask themselves a number of questions. Who is the product aimed at? What benefit will they expect? How do they plan to position the product within the market? What differential advantage will the product offer over their competitors? We must remember that marketing is fundamentally about providing the correct bundle of benefits to the end user. Hence the saying, marketing is not about providing products or services, it is essentially about providing changing benefits to the changing needs and demands of the customer. P. Taylor 7/0. Philip Kotler in Principles of Marketing devised a very interesting concept of benefit building with a product. For a more detailed analysis, please refer to Principles of Marketing by P. Kotler. Kotler suggested that a product should be viewed in three levels. Level 1, core product. What is the core benefit your product offers? Customers who purchase a camera are buying more than just a camera, they are purchasing memories. Level 2, actual product. All cameras capture memories. The aim is to ensure that your potential customers purchase your one. The strategy at this level involves organizations branding, adding features and benefits to ensure that their product offers a differential advantage from their competitors. Level 3, augmented product. What additional non-tangible benefits can you offer? Competition at this level is based around after-sales service, warranties, delivery and so on. John Lewis, a retail departmental store, offers free 5-year guarantee in purchases of their television sets. This gives their customers the additional benefit of peace of mind over the 5 years should their purchase develop a fault. Product decisions. When placing a product within a market, many factors and decisions have to be taken into consideration. These include product design. Will the design be the selling point for the organization, as we have seen with the iMac, the new BW Beagle or the Dyson vacuum cleaner? Product quality. Quality has to be consistent with other elements of the marketing mix. A premium-based pricing strategy has to reflect the quality a product offers. Product features. What features will you add that may increase the benefit offered to your target market? Will the organization use a discriminatory pricing policy for offering these additional benefits? Branding. One of the most important decisions a marketing manager can make is about branding. The value of brands in today's environment is phenomenal. Brands have the power of instant sales. They convey a message of confidence, quality and reliability to their target market. Brands have to be managed well, as some brands can be cash cows for organizations. In many organizations they are represented by brand managers, who have few resources to ensure their success within the market. A brand is a tool which is used by an organization to differentiate itself from competitors. Ask yourself, what is the value of a pair of Nike trainers without the brand or the logo? How does your perception change? Increasingly, brand managers are becoming annoyed by copycat strategies being employed by supermarket food retail stores, particularly in the UK. Coca-Cola threatened legal action against UK retailer Sainsbury after introducing their classic cola, which displayed similar designs and fonts in their cans. Internet branding is now becoming an essential part of the branding strategy game. Generic names like bank.com and business.com have been sold for millions. Recently within the UK banking industry we have seen the introduction of internet banks such as Kahoot.com and Marbles.com. The task by brand managers is to ensure that consumers understand that these brands are banks. Further reading. Case studies from worldwideweb.times100.co.uk. Principles of Marketing by Philip Kotler. Principles of Marketing by Francis Brissington. Thank you for visiting worldwideweb.learnmarketing.net. Have a nice day.